Dooku's private shuttle laid up somewhere on Keemstore I.
Most inspired, said Dooku.
There was a storm coming. He could hear the fierce winds starting to shriek around the unsealed hatches of the ship.
I really am impressed.
A shimmering blue hologram of Zero the Hutt sat on the table like an ornament in dubious taste, the kind that had been given by someone important and so could not be relegated to a cupboard.
Jabba would suspect he was being set up if it was more obvious. A trail of crumbs works better at luring him than a flashing sign. So I had someone throw in a few electronic transactions that only a good security operative would spot.
And this was your idea? You are more intelligent than you let on, aren't you?
It was always hard to find the balance between dangerously smart and usefully smart in a collaborator.
And if he'd missed it, Lord Zero, we would have given him a few extra clues.
He didn't miss it.
I know. I wouldn't leave this entirely to you, would I? His bounty hunters are on their way to Teth, then. I'll take over from here.
Zero wobbled a little.
Take over?
In that I need to ensure the information about Jabba's bounty hunters reaches the right ears inside the Grand Army, and that the Hutlet isn't actually rescued. A task best done by me, that's all.
And then?
As I said before, simply leave the rest to me. I have a reliable associate who'll take on the next phase of the operation.
Dooku bowed his head.
I'll keep you informed.
The hologram vanished as the comlink closed. Dooku rolled his head a little to ease the tension in his neck, then settled down at his desk. Even on a shuttle, he needed some illusion of permanence to study the ground plan and schematics of the monastery on Teth again. There was never a guarantee that any plan would unfold even remotely as intended. Not even the small stages, the step-by-step increments of putting the Dejarik pieces in place. But this was going well.